folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Sexy.
Well, one of us has to be the devil, right, Mike?
Sure.
And one of us has to be the angel, and obviously that one.
Actually, you could be both, and I'll just listen.
Okay. Well, give me your microphone then. Welcome to Pork Therapy, and we're trying something a little bit different tonight, aren't we, Mike?
Yeah, this is a slightly different type of recording. We're trying to record simultaneously on one channel where one of us is the left track and one of us is the right.
And one of us is the angel and one of us is the devil sitting on your shoulder.
But
if we encode this in stereo, it would probably sound like one of us was sitting on your left shoulder and the other one's sitting on your right. But
and that would explain the angel-devil joke, but actually you're listening to this in mono because that's how we encode it. So
our joke just falls flat. We're actually pretty lame.
No, I mean, that's a terribly big surprise because I'm not self-deprecating.
That's right, Mike. You learned that lesson in episode
something or other.
Something.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back for another episode,
yes,
listeners.
Thank you for joining us on the Love Seat. We're here in the Love Lounge tonight at Burning Porcupine. Isn't that right?
That is
in
correct.
Grafton.
It is a
Burning Porcupine is so much fun.
It is a local to Grafton. And actually, people come from all over New Hampshire. It's
they
a smaller
and they camp out and
more
like,
laid back camp out for liberty
like
oriented people. Yeah.
Yeah. And it involves burning rodents, right?
As usual.
Flaming rodents, excuse me. I got that wrong. I don't live in Grafton. What do you want me to say?
You're a newbie.
Anyway, so Mike, how's it going?
I'm doing well tonight. How are you?
I'm just peachy.
Peachy?
Yeah.
Did anyone dress you up? Yeah, bed dress you up as a peach?
Not yet, but I'm still waiting for a good enough baby picture from some of our listeners. Anyway, what are we talking about tonight, Mike? This has been quite the evening.
We have a question sent in from a listener who identifies as DL. So would you want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay. I heard you on Free Talk Live. Actually, he has two sentences of telling us how much he likes us, so I'm going to include those in the question.
Oh, you should totally.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's stroke our egos a little bit.
I heard you on Free Talk Live and had to check your show out. It's like the fun part of FTL and in its own podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Thank
that's
you.
That's so cool. I'm sure there are a lot of people who don't like Pork Therapy.
Yeah.
But
screw you.
But, you know, when we get an email like this, it just makes it all worth it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, listener. That was very cool.
Okay. I'm in Houston, so I'm not a part of the Keene scene. And actually, neither are either of us. I mean, we go down there, but we're not from Keene.
I'm part of the scene. What are you talking about? No, I don't think I am, actually. I go down there to visit, but I don't live there. So.
Right. Anyway, can you do a show on
Welcome
finding...
Welcome to the club, basically.
The club of non-Keene people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you do a show on finding liberty-minded people to date, or going on a date and turning them off by talking about liberty crapola?
Okay, first of all, this guy thinks that there are tons of liberty-oriented women to meet in Keene, I don't know.
I
think he's maybe making a mistaken assumption.
Yeah, I mean,
when he's talking about the Keene scene.
In the liberty movement in general, the ratio of men to women is not great, although it's improving. But in Keene, it's probably even worse
as
an average.
I have to say, that's one of the things I've noticed. Oh, our peanut is leaving the shell. Nice to see you. It's strawberry peanut.
So there's a little bit more here. And also, not everyone's definition of liberty is on the same page. So that's another hurdle. People that talk about liberty, like me, tend to sound creepy or too serious. I probably
that's
went through
so
half
sad.
A dozen shows so far. Keep it up. Oh, okay. So there's the definition of liberty.
Oh, is that Marv is leaving?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, going back to Keene, to the Keene scene.
Okay. as Keeney Axar want to do. Exactly. I don't know who's leaving, but we're recording an episode.
I'm sorry. I'm so easily distracted. I saw the big lights outside. And I just,
ooh, something shiny.
Yes, something shiny. Anyway.
So the question is, can you do a show on finding liberty-minded people to date or going on a date and turning them off by talking about Liberty Crapola?
Liberty Crapola. See, right, see, okay, listener, if you're considering liberty to be crapola.
No, I doubt it.
I think you meant to just say stuff.
Yeah, because that's crapola is a cute word. Cutish.
I guess, but it's kind of derogatory.
You should listen to our self-deprecating show. He even said, yeah, no kidding. He even said he's gone through half a dozen shows so far, so he hasn't got to the self-deprecating show.
I guess. Yeah. I guess maybe you should go back and look at it.
Yeah, which you can find on our website, porktherapy.com.
That's right.
So,
I feel like I'm talking slow. I feel just a little bit, like, retarded tonight. I don't know why. I'm sorry, Mike.
Shiny.
Shiny, I know. Shiny.
So what do you have to say about that?
Well,
we've done a show on how to find liberty-minded people to date, or yes, more generally, how to find people with similar values, right?
Yes. I say if you can't get to New Hampshire, first of all, my first suggestion is go to Porkfest, go to New Hampshire.
Visit.
Go to, or right, maybe if you're closer, go to Libertopia or Ephemeral or whatever one of the, you know, things in California is for liberty-minded people.
Right. This go to gatherings of people with similar values.
Right.
Just to visit, just to see if you can meet people just accidentally that have things in common that are important,
yes,
to you.
And
then more specifically, I think you said come to New Hampshire because there is a huge group of people here interested in liberty.
Yes, totally. And even if you can only come for a visit, maybe you'll meet someone.
Yeah,
you know,
it happens.
If you can't or don't want to do that, another suggestion is to, you know, meet people in your local area who maybe you have some interests in common with, and you can do that by just doing the things you enjoy, right?
Yep, just as long as they involve other people. I mean, don't just go to a craft store and
if
find some stuff, bring it home and make
alone,
it.
Alone, that probably wouldn't be a good way to meet people. I'm sorry.
And you laugh at my examples.
Yes, I'm catching it from you. They're contagious, actually, Mike. Anyway, if you like to do things, you know, social things that involve other people, you can meet people, and then you can talk to them, as you suggested in your email, talk to them about liberty.
Yes.
Right? And you said something in his email about, you know, coming off as creepy or too serious if he starts
to
talk about
said,
liberty.
Yeah, he said, since people's definitions of liberty differs, people that talk about liberty like me tend to sound creepy or too serious.
Mm.
I guess maybe you have a more radical definition than kind of... I mean, I can't say my definition of liberty is radical, but my views on what liberty, you know, how we should behave in a society are radical. And so, just by definition, fewer people hold those views, so it's harder to find them, people who have the views.
Yes.
So some people find me, I wouldn't say creepy, but too serious for sure. It just comes with the...
I think there are a lot of people who just don't get it, that it's not okay to initiate violence and force on anybody else. And it doesn't make it okay if the government does it or if a gang of people get together and vote to do it.
Right.
And I could see how somebody who never heard that idea before or wasn't familiar with that concept would think that it was, you know, you were taking something too seriously. Like, they just wouldn't get it. Right?
Right. And they might also think you're in the wrong for not wanting to initiate violence simply because it's different and they've never thought about it before.
Absolutely.
So that's probably a whole other episode, that kind of communication, I guess, or communication with those types of people with such a different idea.
Yes.
But
I'd
like to focus on the second part of his question.
Well, can I say what I think about
no.
that?
No.
Okay.
Okay, now you can.
Thank you, Mike. I was waiting for your permission. See, what I think when I hear that is that it's a numbers game. There are going to be some people who are receptive to the message of liberty, who also like bowling, if that's what you like, and that's how you met them. And there are some people who aren't, and you just have to, you know, just keep trying.
That's true.
And eventually there will be people who say, hey, I get it. Like, the light bulb will go off in their head when you talk about liberty.
No,
and,
actually,
you don't have to go out on a first date with them and say something like, hey, if you support the violence of the state, then I'm sorry, I have to leave right now, and I'll leave you with a check. And you don't have to be completely serious about it.
Right,
like that.
But I also think that may not be a bad thing. I mean, if you don't want to waste time, because in the long run, if they are statists, you're not going to be able to be around them, why waste time? Why not find out on the first date and get it over with?
Yeah,
it may be for some people to do that. Yeah,
for sure. That's one approach. One approach is to get the deal breaker out of the way right away.
Yeah.
And try to find someone who is already of a liberty mindset. Another approach is to find someone who might be starting out as a statist, and then, you know, sort of bring them along.
Actually, that's what I was going to comment on. If you accidentally met someone in the grocery line and you tended to strike up a conversation and tended to like them a little bit, and then you discovered that they were of a different religion than you and you hold in your religion very, very strongly, are you going to try and get together with them and then try and change their religion?
It depends.
People do that?
Some people do try to do that.
Because I think that's not healthy.
It depends on how desperate you are.
Yes.
No, well, seriously, that's what it comes down to.
Let me get my point away out and then you can correct me.
Okay.
My point was, it's not going to work in the long run to try and change someone to be someone you like. You know,
it's not going to work in the long run to try
to try and change someone,
change something fundamental about someone's personality
into something you like. Yes.
Statism in this society is the default, and people don't know that there's another option by and large.
But what in this society? I mean, well, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I just think that you can't change someone. Like you know, you probably shouldn't try to change someone, but you can open someone's mind and make them, you know, lead them to the conclusion or help them get to their own conclusion that liberty is a good thing.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you. I take back my comment that it's unhealthy to try and change someone. But boy,
it's unhealthy to be a statist and believe that it's okay to, you know, initiate violence on other people.
Well, that's true, and that's why I was trying to differentiate this from, say, something like religion or sexual orientation or something. If you meet someone who's gay but you like them, are you going to try and change them into being straight?
No way.
Right, and this is different than that. Someone being a statist versus peaceful person, but. And so I think you're right that it's okay to try and change people, to open their mind, to educate them, but you have to if that's your goal, then you're not really looking for a loving relationship. You're looking for someone to change. You're looking for someone to educate.
For a mentorship?
Yeah.
I suppose that could be a problem, but again, I think it comes down to how desperate you are.
Yeah.
It really comes down to that. If you just cannot meet any women or men or whatever you're looking for in your area who are already of a liberty mindset and are compatible with you, then you have to kind of look outside the liberty-oriented people and try to bring new people
in.
Open
yes, their minds. Or you could look at relocating.
Yes, that's I like that option much better, but some people can't pick up immediately.
I would not have the desire or patience to try and find someone who is a statist and change them.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Anyway, if that works for you, more power to you.
You know, I say that I totally agree with you, Mike, now that I live in New Hampshire and I'm surrounded by people who understand and really truly, truly get the message of freedom and liberty and aren't willing to initiate violence on me by using the government.
Right.
But when I lived in Massachusetts before I moved here, the pool of people who got that was virtually non-existent.
Right.
And
so
what I had
to
do
was there.
Well, I didn't have to date anybody. I could have chosen to be lonely, but I didn't want to be lonely.
That's true.
So what I did was I met people who were statists, and I tried my best to, you know, make them see these ideas. And there are some people who are kind of get it already, and they just need a little bit of a helping hand to open their mind or whatever.
I'm sure you're good with the helping hand.
That's what they told me. You know, Mike, I meant that in the most non-sexual...
I know, and I was distracted by something shiny this time.
I think you're the devil in this episode. Anyway, Mike, I totally lost my train of thought. So did we answer his question?
Well, we answered the first half of his actual question, and we commented on his comment. So let's get to the second half of his question, which is...
What was the second half?
Can you do a show on finding... Or on going on a date and turning them off by talking about Liberty Crapola. So we talked about finding liberty-minded people.
Sure.
But what about going on a date with, say, someone who's around and may not be liberty-minded and then turning them off because that's all that's available?
Yeah.
And then turning them off by talking about liberty.
Well, this again, he needs to fine-tune this to his own priorities and values.
Right.
If it's so important to him... to date someone who understands who understands freedom and who is a voluntarist or an anarchist or whatever, if that is so important and high on his priority list that he finds it repugnant or repulsive to date or have sex with a statist, then he needs to find that out right away and find out where they stand and use that first date as an interview and basically talk about it a lot.
And that, so you're saying on that first date, talk about liberty and see if it turns them off or if it works.
Or see if it turns you off, or see if their answers basically.
But do it.
Basically, he's interviewing them to see if they're hardcore enough for him. If that's
hardcore.
No, seriously. Yeah. If that's something that's extremely, extremely important to him, if the person understanding liberty is a little lower on his priority set, or maybe if he's more desperate, or if his priority is to just find someone to have sex with, or find someone to date, or whatever, then you know he could try the approach of kind of introducing it slowly and just saying stuff, you know, like, oh, well, you know, dropping in comments about how, oh, well, I don't like taxes. I think they should go away. Or, you know, dropping a comment about,
or
well,
maybe
you know,
only if it's already fits into the conversation. Like if
sure,
she says,
if it comes up,
if she says, wow, the bill for this restaurant's high. And you say, well, it might be for tax. Like,
well,
throw
you know,
it in.
Yeah. 10% of that is tax. I think that should go away. I think it hurts businesses or whatever, you know, whatever he wants to say. And then see how the person he's dating reacts.
Right.
And if she says, well, we need taxes because, you know, how would we pay for the schools, the children.
And
you
that's
know.
Where you push her in front of a bus.
No, you don't push her in front of a bus. You,
because that's the nonviolent solution.
you lovingly and caringly introduce the idea that things like school and all the other so-called services that the government provides could be provided on a voluntary basis in a much better way that would not be funded
by
theft. Yeah, or you walk away. You know, or maybe you you know you use it as a springboard for a deeper conversation, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Whatever you're feeling at the moment. I mean, maybe you feel they hold some unfortunate views, but they're intelligent and open-minded and willing. And then use it as a springboard or maybe even an excuse to go on a second date.
Yes, feel the person out.
Yeah. Or not up, out.
Out.
Well, exactly. Up too, if you get that opportunity.
And if you're worried about turning someone off by talking about liberty, well, if they're going to get so turned off by you talking about liberty,
and
maybe
it's important to you.
And if it's important to you, well, then maybe they're not the right person.
Yeah, then you might as well find out.
Yeah. And in that case, if you're really desperate or if you don't care about liberty as much, if it's not as high on your priority set, then, you know, don't talk about it as much.
A couple years before I moved to New Hampshire, I was...
I don't really understand that, but yeah, okay. Go ahead.
A couple years before I moved to New Hampshire, I was a little bit... I was... Actually, it must have been quite a few years before I moved to New Hampshire. But I still had a kind of a liberty mindset, even though I couldn't codify any of it. Mm-hmm. I was lonely at a period in my life, and I wrote an ad that I was going to put on some kind of matchmaking service, but I actually never placed it.
Oh, Mike.
But the ad basically said... If you know who Ayn Rand is and you're in approximate this age, et cetera, mm-hmm. then give me a call and we'll see if we can date.
Uh-huh.
So what I was saying was I was kind of saying without saying if you know about
the secret password.
This, if you know about this lifestyle, Ayn Rand is an objectivist and that's very similar to a voluntarist. If you know about this just by me mentioning her name, then we'll have enough in common that we could probably go on a date. That's kind of what I wrote, but although I never posted it.
You know, I think I did something very, very similar at some point in the past. And I ended up meeting someone who was a much more hardcore libertarian than me.
Wow.
And who really helped me evolve my views a lot. So I'm glad that you know, he had the patience
to deal
with
it. So you wrote something and posted it, or published it?
Yes, I don't really want to talk about that.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Anyway, but yeah, Mike, I did something similar to that. And, you know, basically it was a win-win situation because I met someone whose beliefs matched mine and also who had the ability, you know, to, like, explore those beliefs together and evolve them further.
Right. Cool. So, I mean, for me, it was not a win-win. It was a non-non because I didn't do it. But it's just another possibility is to try and weed out people with too disparate of beliefs before you even date them.
Right.
If that's how you're finding dates, I don't know.
Yeah. Online dating can be good. Although I think it's probably preferable in some ways to meet people in person because then you can assess right away whether you have chemistry with them or, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, but you always meet in person after you've met online anyway.
Yes, but
actually, you know, this is a total tangent, but can you imagine if before the internet people went on dates and found each other by writing two sentences about themselves on a post-it note and sticking it up on the public bulletin board in town. But that's what online dating's like.
Yeah.
How
that
weird.
That is what it's like. Actually, I mean, people used to go on blind dates, right? Didn't they have their friends match them up with their friends?
Yeah, but that's different. That's at least trusting your friend to not screw you over one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you went to the grocery store and there was a bulletin board that said men seeking women, women seeking men.
Sure.
Or actually, did they? In newspapers, I suppose.
In newspapers, yes, they did.
Huh.
And it would say, call this number, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, so I got us off tangent. I guess I'm not the authoritarian.
Yes, you've just proven that you're not. And if you want to ask Mike on a date, if you like Ayn Rand, Ayn Rand is.
You can send me an email.
Yes, email him at mike@porktherapy.com and send him your best quote from Atlas Shrugged.
And if you know who L. Neil is, send Stephanie an email.
Oh, God. Oh, no, you had to go there, Mike. You had to go there. Oi.
That is not a complimentary joke I just did.
No, it was not.
And it's not actually referring to his literature at all.
No. Actually, you know, I've never actually read any of L. Neil Smith's work, but
the only thing
that I know about him really is that he had an encounter with someone who I know and respect with involving intellectual property, and L. Neil Smith believes in intellectual property, and I don't believe the friend doesn't. Yes.
Sorry. No, that was a joke that needed a lot of explanation, so I'm sure that really killed the humor.
Yeah, it fell flat again. Anyway, this is the angel and the devil signing off. That was a beautiful angel laugh, Mike.
Wow. That's not quite what I was going for. Thank you for listening. You can find us on the web and hear all our old episodes at porktherapy.com.
That's right. And you can also tune into the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, or you can tune into New Hampshire Liberty Radio at NHLibertyRadio.com. And you can hear us streamed along with a bunch of other really cool podcasts. You can also go to Facebook.PorkTherapy.com and Twitter.PorkTherapy.com to get more of us in your boxes, right?
That's right. And you know what we forgot to mention in the last episode that I'm definitely going to mention on this episode?
What?
How to ask us a question.
Send us a question. Oh, Mike, how did we forget? We can't. That's unairable. Never mind the baby's dressing up as strawberries thing. We just cannot air an episode where we forgot to tell people how to ask those questions.
You can email us at questions@porktherapy.com and we'll read your question and talk about it. Or
you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
That's right. And we hope you do.
Yes, we hope you do. Hit us up somehow, you know, especially if you know who Ayn Rand is. I'm just saying. Anyway, thanks for listening, and thanks for your email, listener. That was really cool.
Great
and
question.
Glad you're enjoying the show. And we hope to see you back sometime in New Hampshire. Maybe you'll be able to meet some nice ladies, men, whatever you're interested in. Or some ladies, men. Exactly. And that's where we're going to leave
right.
this episode.
Thanks for listening.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, 'cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. You can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.